From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast, where this week we are studying four biblical definites. You know, there are many definites in the Word of God from God's perspective. God's Word is definite. God's holiness is definite. God's expectations are definite. God's plan for the ages is definite. God's rewards and judgments are definite, and we could go on. But from the human perspective, life is filled with many indefinites. We don't know what the next day, what the next hour, or in reality, what the next second is going to be. And so it's important that we take a look at our indefinites and put them up against God's definites, and then depend upon Him and trust in Him to see us through every day in light of the indefinites that we face in life, knowing that what God says and what God does is always definite, and we can depend upon the definite God to get us through the indefinite situations of life. But this week we are looking at Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28, where there are four biblical definites brought forth. Notice that passage of Scripture, if you can open your Bible and follow along with me as I read. If you can't open your Bible because you're driving down the highway or whatever is the case, just listen carefully as I read these two verses. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28, where the Word of God says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Yesterday we looked at the first biblical definite in this text, and that is the fact that there is the definite appointment of death, where it says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die." It's important to know Jesus Christ so that when physical death comes our way, we are taken into the presence of the Lord because we have spiritual life through faith in the Lord Jesus. But the second definite in this passage is the fact that there is the definite judgment. You see it there in Hebrews 9:27. It says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this," that is, after death, "the judgment." Now, down through the years, there have been many people who have been confused about what this passage of Scripture states. But when you look at that word judgment, as we have it there in Hebrews 9 and verse 27, it is a word that speaks of a divine decision that is made resulting in separation and condemnation. Think about that. You might want to make a note of that. That the word judgment in Hebrews 9:27 speaks of a divine decision that is made resulting in separation and condemnation. And though we realize that there are a number of future judgments, there is the judgment seat of Christ, there's the judgment of the nation, there's the judgment of angels, there's the judgment of Israel, and we could go on. This judgment here in Hebrews 9:27 is very specific. It talks about a judgment that will result in separation and condemnation, or in other words, separation from God and condemned to the lake of fire. And there's only one judgment that does that in the Bible, and that's the great white throne judgment. So the judgment that we're talking about here is the judgment when all unsaved people stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. And because their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. Now, might I say, there is what is referred to as the judgment seat of Christ, and that is where all believers will stand before the Lord to either gain or lose rewards based upon their life of service unto the Lord while they were living on earth. That will take place immediately after the rapture, I believe, as I study prophecy, that we will be raptured, and then as Christians we'll stand before the Lord Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema Seat judgment of Christ, it's often referred to, where we will receive rewards for living for the Lord, or even lost for rewards because of the fact that we did not effectively serve Christ. But the judgment that it's speaking of here in Hebrews 9:27 is the great white throne judgment. And to understand this a little bit more, let's turn to where it's discussed in the Word of God, to Revelation 20. Now, I don't have the time to delve into it deeply today, but I do at least want to introduce it to you and encourage you to study it through on your own if you've not yet done so. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ has come to the earth. He has established his millennium, that is his 1,000-year rule, his kingdom on earth, and a judgment has come. And during that 1,000-year rule of Christ on the earth, Satan is bound to the bottomless pit. But of course, after that, he is released and fights against the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus defeats him and casts him into the eternal lake of fire. And then we have this description of the great white throne judgment, where it says, beginning with verse 11 of Revelation 20, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." That's Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, where it talks about the great white throne judgment. Now, let's just take a couple of things into consideration as we sort of skim over what this particular judgment is, and I would encourage you to study it through on your own at a later time. Don't wait too long. Maybe after this broadcast is over, you can begin to dig into this passage in a more deeper fashion on your own. But first of all, we see the judge identified. It says in verse 11 of Revelation 20, "And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it." Who is it that's sitting on this great white throne? Well, over in the book of John, chapter 5 and verse 22, it tells us that the Father has given all judgment to the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who is seated on this great white throne, and who will be rendering what we call the great white throne judgment. That's the judge identified. Well, that's the judge who will be there. But what about the judged? That is, who is it that will be judged? Well, look at verse 12, if you would, please. It says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." The judge identified is the Lord Jesus Christ. The judged identified is those who are spiritually dead. That is, those who have never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And the small and the great will stand before the Lord Jesus. The rich and the poor, the known and the unknown, all who do not know Jesus Christ, and only those who do not know Jesus Christ will stand before the Lord Jesus at the great white throne judgment. And then we see the judgment identified. And it says, as it goes on in verses 13, 14, and 15, that the dead will be judged according to their works. In other words, there will be books of works at that great white throne judgment, and every wicked work of the unsaved individual will be revealed, and they will be judged according to their works. But notice, if you would please, verse 15, it says this, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You see, at that great white throne judgment, there will be the books that record the wicked works of the unsaved. But there's also the book of life, which is the eternal record of the redeemed. And if a person's name is not in the Lamb's book of life, they will be cast into the eternal lake of fire forever and ever. And so how does one prepare for the great white throne judgment? Well, it's by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. In Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27, it says, in reference to heaven, it says, and there shall be no wise any enter into it that is defiled, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. How can we guarantee heaven for us? By having our name written in the Lamb's book of life. And how do we have our names written in the Lamb's book of life? By trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. And so the great white throne judgment is a definite. It's going to come to all those who do not know the Lord. If you want to miss the great white throne judgment, I would encourage you right now to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you, and your name will be put into the Lamb's book of life, and you'll spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven, in the land without tears, the time without end. The great white throne judgment is a definite. Be ready for it by trusting Christ as Savior. Now, tomorrow we will look at the third definite in Hebrews 9. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.